Hey, good people, how are you? This is Marianne, and welcome to today's podcast. Today being a Thanksgiving, the holiday mainly celebrated in the US and Canada, well, some of us over here in Kenya are adopting it and taking it as a positive holiday which we can emulate and also celebrate. Well, we understand that in America they celebrated that as a result of they were thankful because it was towards the end of the season, and Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November, and people gather and you know they eat the turkey and the pumpkin and the pies and the bread, and they put all the stuffing in the turkey and all that stuff. But I think it was mainly to celebrate that they had gotten such a bumper harvest, and it sort of brought family together. I was about to say family and friends, but then I think it's mainly family, because even friends will go to their own family. Yes, and but no reason to say that we cannot adopt the same holiday here in Kenya and sit back and take a moment to be thankful. And this is really what I'd like to talk to us about today, being thankful. The scripture, I could open so many scriptures that talk about Thanksgiving. And, you know, and most of them would probably just take us back to the same thing. Because if we look at, various scriptures, you know, that talk about Thanksgiving. If we look at Corinthians, Paul writing to the Corinthians is talking about giving thanks to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's in 1 Corinthians 15, 57. And we also read in Acts chapter 27, and when he had thus spoken, that should be Paul, he gave thanks to God in presence of them all, and when he had broken it, he began to eat. And she coming in, that is Luke chapter 2 verse 38, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spoke of him to all of them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now those are many scriptures talking about Thanksgiving, but there's this particular parable or story. Actually, it's not a parable, it's what actually happened. You remember there were 10 lepers that went to Jesus seeking to be healed, and so there were 10 of them. They all had leprosy, and they asked Jesus to heal them, and Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest. And we read in the Bible that as they were going there, they got healed. And there's this one who in particular, he noticed that he had been healed. So before he even, he did not wait to get to the priests. What we are told he did is that he turned back to give thanks to Jesus Christ. He turned back to go say, thank you for healing me. And Jesus asked him, were there not 10 of you that were healed? Where are the other 9? We do not have a good answer for that. We do not have an answer for that. But this is the one thing that we can pick from that. We can pick that he loves it when we offer our thanksgiving. That God loves it when we are grateful, when we show our gratitude to him. Just like any parent on earth, when you have a child and you give your child a gift or something, it doesn't even have to be something elaborate or big. It could be something simple like a sweet, a chocolate, a fruit. You just brought them something. You brought home something for them. How that child reacts will really determine to a large extent how that parent will treat that child moving on. If the child is super grateful, excited, and so happy for the orange or for the sweet or for the candy that the parent brought, The parent will want to bring another candy, another apple, another banana. Whatever gift that you brought that child, you'll want to bring another gift to that child. Why? Because that child has shown so much gratitude, excitement, and joy at receiving that. It's not in, wow, this is so expensive. Your child is not excited because you bought them a gold bracelet. Or you went and bought them the best cake that you could, which cost you a lot. That's not what will excite your child. What will excite your child is in the fact that you as a parent give them whatever it is that you give them. Now look at the other scenario. Supposing you as a parent brought a same gift to your child, but then instead of the child receiving and being grateful, they begin to murmur and complain, asking, why did you bring me this kind of cake? I didn't want a black forest, I wanted a red velvet, or I didn't want an orange, I wanted a banana, or I didn't want a sweet, I wanted ice cream. Why didn't you get me ice cream? Why do you always bring me this little thing? The minute your child begins to do that, the first thing any parent would do is, number one, reprimand the child. That's what any parent would do. You would reprimand the child. Why? Because you're picking up a bad habit that is beginning to form in the heart or in the life of that baby. And so what you'll do as a caution is tell that child, listen, this is what I brought you. You need to learn to be grateful and to not complain and to not murmur and to not pull an attitude because you didn't get what you needed. And by an attitude, I mean a bad attitude, because you see, a good attitude is still an attitude. So looking at that example, can you imagine how much more God looks at us? How do you think He feels? Because we know God does feel. How much more does He feel when we go to Him with gratitude? Grateful that He has given us life. Grateful that we have good health. Grateful that we have a sound mind. Grateful that we have family and friends around us. Grateful that though we might not be where we want to be, we are not where we used to be. Imagine how God in heaven feels when we approach Him with gratitude as opposed to complaining and murmuring. We've read in the Bible the story of the children of Israel and how an entire generation died in the wilderness. What was the main reason? One, they were constantly complaining and murmuring. Nothing was good enough for them. They forgot the God that took them from Egypt, caused them to walk on the Red Sea as though it was dry ground, caused their foot never ever to swell while in the desert. I mean, we read, they were never sick. Now think about it. There were people there that were children when they began the journey. But by the time now they spent 40 years in that wilderness. We don't read that there were tailors or places they could go and trade. They wore the same shoes which never ran out. They wore clothes and God miraculously caused probably the clothes to do what? To grow with them. Yet despite this, people seeing all these miracles, they still complained. They still murmured. The manna was not good enough. They wanted meat. Imagine that kind of people. It got to God's heart. He felt like, I've had it. I cannot do this anymore with these people. None of these adults is stepping into the promised land. And for 40 years, they were in that desert. And until that entire generation died. And their children are the ones that walked into the promised land and received the promise. Do you see what complaining and murmuring does? It even causes a delay in your life. Because it's like as you complain and murmur, it's sort of like you're going round and round in circles. Realize this, child of God, realize this, that life does not always go the way we've planned in our hearts and in our minds, and that there are so many things that go wrong with our plans. But Jeremiah 29:11 says, I, referring to God, know the plan that I have for you. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. He alone knows the plans that he has for our lives, and he does reveal them to us by his Spirit. Meaning that the minute you get the revelation of the plans you have, then you begin to know what God has in store for you. But before that is revealed to you by his Spirit, you do not know the plans that he has for you. But then he says, all those plans that I have for you, they are for good, they are not for evil, they are to give you a future and a hope. We plan and we plan and we strategize. Yet in all our planning, we can never outdo God when it comes to goodness and mercy. We will never outdo God when it comes to loving kindness and tender mercies. We will never outdo God when it comes to favor and love. We can never outdo God. You think you have the best laid plans? Wait until God reveals to you the plans that he has. They will bamboozle you. They will shock you. They will cause you to sit and ask, oh God, is this your usual way of dealing with man? Because you will realize that all along, when you thought you needed to watch your back, God has constantly always had your back. He's always had your back. The days when you thought that you're walking alone, those were the days that he carried you. The days that you thought that he was not hearing your prayer, those are the days when the angels were around you, holding you lest your foot dash against a stone. There's so much that we can learn from gratitude, from the people that have shown gratitude towards God, or even from these children of Israel who did not have any kind of gratitude. And at the end of the day, we see that what was the end? They perished in the wilderness. Give thanks in everything. Be thankful when your life is going according to your plan and when it is not going according to your plan. Be grateful at all times in everything. Be grateful for the days that you wake up with tears in your eyes because there's that expectancy and that hope that you have. Be grateful that you have hope, that you have something that you are anticipating eagerly. Be grateful that you have children that constantly, what you call, bother. You know, you might think they're a bother because probably they're too young and they need your constant attention and you're tired and you're thinking, oh, these babies, they're too exhausting. Be grateful you're exhausted because you have kids. Be grateful that you're eating the same meal that day in a row, because there could be someone else out there that doesn't have anything to eat. Be grateful that you can walk and not complain that you don't have a car. Be grateful that you have a roof over your head. Why don't we take time fix Thanksgiving? You don't have to be elaborate like the Americans. It could just be you sitting by yourself, you know, talking to God and reminding God that you see what he's done in your life. That is the greatest prayer you could ever make. The most powerful prayer you could ever make is that one of gratitude, where you stop and tell God, you know what, I realized that you have been with me all this time. I acknowledge how awesome and how your Spirit has guided me. I see and I realize I could not have done it by myself. Take time. Be grateful. In all things, under all circumstances, at all times. Well, What more could we possibly add to that? I have nothing more that I could add to that. I could sit and I could repeat over and over, be grateful, be thankful, but I won't belabor the point. I know you get it. I'll just encourage you to go on ahead and just show your gratitude, speak it out to God, and let Him know how grateful you are for the life that He's given you. Once again, hey, this has been Marianne, and I'm truly grateful to have you on board, walking this journey with me. God bless you. Take your 2 minutes, take your 3 minutes, take your minute. Be thankful to God for everything. So I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, bye-bye. God bless you. Ciao.